School principals are worried they could be breaking the law by stopping parents from collecting their children during emergency lockdowns. They want clarity from the Education Ministry following an independent review of the lockdown of 221 Canterbury schools after the March 15 mosque attacks. The ministry says it is a difficult situation and principals have to balance children's safety against parents' rights. Here's our education correspondent, John Gerritsen.
The review by KPMG says some schools faced aggressive and even violent parents determined to remove their children from locked down classrooms. Principals weren't sure what their legal position was, and Shane Buckner from the Canterbury Primary Principals Association says they had been hoping for some clarity in today's report.
It is something that principals do want to know, is, you know, when you do have a person who definitely wants to take their child away, what is the legality over that? And I know the Ministry are still working on finding out.
Cheryl Wilson from Kids First Kindergartens says it will be seeking legal advice while it waits for information from the Ministry.
It is a fine juggling act in our responsibility to keep staff and children safe against balancing the rights of parents if they wish to take their child out of our early learning centres. And what risk does that pose not only to their child but also to other children and staff should they do that? We are looking for further clarification from the Ministry on this particular aspect.
Katrina Casey from the Education Ministry says it's still considering what to tell schools and early childhood centres, and in the meantime they'll need to weigh up competing demands and rights.
Parents do have a right to take their child out of school should they wish to do so. But, again, safety of the child is really critical, and that's something while on school grounds that a principal is going to assess.
Katrina Casey says schools that kept all their parents informed during the Christchurch lockdown were less likely to have parents trying to break it. She says the Ministry's been asked to advise on several other grey areas.
For example, if children or young people were off-site and then came back to a school, is the school required to let them back in? There's some things around technology. For example, the mobile phones, devices and tablets. In an emergency situation, should those be taken off children?
Deirdre Shea from the Secondary Principals Association says while principals wait for advice from the Ministry, they'll be sticking to what they've been told by police and security experts.
Like many schools, I am familiar with the advice given by experts in the field. The advice is very clear. If you're in lockdown, you're in lockdown. You don't come out, you don't do anything until you have been advised. You can do so by authorised personnel.
Meanwhile, the Ministry's introduced a new emergency alert system that allows it to automatically send text messages to schools and early childhood centres nationally or in particular areas. Mō te hōtaka o te ahiahi, ko John Gerritsen tēnei.